This is Let's Talk Respiratory. Hello. It's been a minute, but I'm currently on a travel contract. I took my skills and my knowledge and I went. When I came to Florida, and I've been here for a month or some change now, and I found in the dilemma at this current place that I'm loving it out here and I currently want to stay, but it's the decision if I want to relocate. It's difficult going from a travel position back to a full-time position because you're used to a certain amount of pay, you know, that you get from being in a travel position. So that's the dilemma that I'm facing right now. But I think that I'll stay somewhere in the southern region of Florida and just take contracts around this area properly. It's different moving from the north, from where I was, to being down south and, you know, seeing it just being, you know, a different temperature, you know, surrounded by water, you know, just a different, you know, way of living. I mean, it's kind of similar to the north in some ways, you know, in Florida, so there's still, you know, the city life and things that I've been used to. But, you know, waking up to this, you know, this weather and being around this water has given me a sense of freedom that I was looking forward to. I always knew I wanted to come, you know, to the south and do not only work, but to also, you know, take a residence for some time. I was in Brunswick, Georgia. Then I went to Chicago, Illinois for a travel contract, with a crisis contract. And it lasted about 6 to 8 weeks. But when that ended, I came back to Florida. So it's pretty cool. I'm in the LTAC facility, a similar facility, well, the same facility, same hospital that I worked at in Philadelphia, in the LTAC. So I'm kind of familiar with the system. So it's been pretty cool, you know, it didn't take me that long to get acclimated with the system, but it did take me some time to get acclimated with the people. It wasn't difficult, you know. I think that I usually get along with people pretty well. You know, after a while, you know, people want to know more about you and about, you know, your living situation and about your family life and about, you know, your love situation. And I tend to not let those things intertwine at work. I don't think that, you know, me mixing work with my personal life is a thing of work, thing that I like to intertwine. But, you know, when you work with people for, you know, a period of time and you guys become accustomed to each other and you become somewhat friendly, I think this is normal, you know, behavior and normal conversations that we usually have amongst each other in the workplace. So it's been pretty cool. But more than anything else, I really love, you know, the weather. I really love being around this water. Like I said, it gives me a sense of, you know, air, a sense of freedom, you know. And it's really cool. So it's definitely got me thinking about relocating. But like I said, it's difficult, you know, going from, you know, being paid a certain amount of money on a, you know, weekly basis to going back being paid every 2 weeks and the pay rate isn't as, you know, high as it would be in the northern region in Pennsylvania. Northern region in Pennsylvania. So those are some things I have to decide and I have to think about before I decide to take up a full-time residency, you know, somewhere. But who knows if this is, you know, my final destination. Like, you know, I enjoy traveling. I enjoy going to different facilities and meeting different people and learning different modalities and using different ventilators. So that's been pretty cool. And that's one of my favorite parts of traveling. You know, in the beginning, it's a little nervy. It's a little, you know, something to get used to. But sooner or later, I mean, if the staff is pretty cool, you get accustomed. You get acclimated to, you know, your new environment. And just seeing how things are run in different cities, how people are culturally, how the culture of respiratory is, how the culture of the hospital is. And personally, I've gained some good acquaintances. You know, I don't really, you know, want to say that we are friends or anything of that sort, but I gained some good acquaintances. And it's been really delightful, you know, being here. But there's, you know, more places in the world that I want to travel and things I want to see. So I don't know if I'm going to let myself get complacent in this place. But right now it's good for me. So I'm thinking about, you know, re-signing and extending my contract here. As well as still having a home back in Pennsylvania, you know, I still need to be able to pick my living situation here as well as, you know, pick my living situation in Pennsylvania. But so far, it's been pretty delightful. Like I said, I've worked at a facility like this before, at LTAC, you know, the same hospital, so the chart system is the same. The the acuity of the patients is somewhat the same as a trach facility. So me having, you know, knowledge base of trachs and, you know, this hospital is a little different because they let us intubate here. You know, a lot of places that you go to, they don't really let you intubate too much. Some places do. When I was in Georgia, they let us intubate, but it's something to definitely have in your skill set. And it's a part of, you know, the culture of respiratory. Like, I mean, that's the foundation of, you know, ventilators, you know, ventilator management, patient management, you know, and assessment, and the skill set is being able to, you know, go from start to from the beginning to the end, like, you know, intubating the patient, you know, finding the correct mechanical ventilation, you know, modality to put them on, and, you know, going from there. So it's been pretty cool to get, you know, reacclimated with intubation and, you know, the blade and, you know, I've only done one here so far, but it wasn't an easy intubation. Like, you know, the airway wasn't easy to get the tube in. You know, it was a short, you know, kind of thick air neck. So, you know, we had to, you know, find our way. The patient was vomiting, you know, so we had to, you know, suction as we, you know, got ready to, you know, put the blade in the scope. I mean, the scope in the tube in. So, you know, it was a little nerve-wracking because I haven't done it in years. And it was like, you know, you do this patient is, you know, if you don't intubate this patient, like, they're on a decline, you know, decline respiratory-wise, you know, oxygenation is dropping and saturation is dropping, and this patient needs to be intubated. So it's like, you know, kind of a nerve-wracking experience, but we in respiratory have to stay calm under pressure all the time, you know, like, and in the medical field in general, like if you have a patient that's, you know, needs some different kind of modality or needs some kind of different kind of therapy, you have to act quickly and in conjunction with the nurses and the physicians in order to get this patient on the best therapy, you know, for them. So it's, no, it's just the medical, excuse me, it's just the medical field. It's just, and that's one of the best parts of it is because you learn how to work under pressure. We got into this field because we, you know, most of us enjoy patient care and the rehabilitation of the patient. So it's been pretty cool. That has been, you know, not one of the most challenging things I had to do, but, you know, it's been somewhat of a challenge because I haven't done it in years. But it's definitely a great skill set to have. So being here in Florida, you know, it's pretty cool. Something I have to get used to. The traffic is a little different, you know, than what I'm used to being in Pennsylvania. It's a lot more folks. They call us snowbirds, individuals that come from the north or some other region to Florida, and most times to enjoy the weather. So I took my chance on it, and I came out here, and so far it's been pretty good. So that's where I am now. My plan is to start, you know, podcasting a little bit more. And I definitely, you know, want to have some discussion with other respiratory therapists if possible. And just expose more people to the, you know, to the culture and what respiratory therapy is. Because a lot of people, you know, didn't know too much about it before, you know, COVID outbreak happened. Didn't know our scope of practice and how much we contributed to, you know, the medical field. So I'm glad that I'm able to speak about it and decided to do this. But this is respiratory and fitness. I haven't been discussing fitness too much, but I'm definitely still, you know, making my purpose and my plan of mind throughout the day to try to go to the gym, get my fitness in. healthcare in general has always been, well, for the last 10, 12 years, been, you know, something that I take pride in and I enjoy doing. So that's where I am now. And until next time.